When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Really? Real money. Real soon. It's just as soon as I wake up.
I know. You're panting from the pace today.
Man. Well, we ran all if the way from Renton.
If it's Saturday, it's got to be Renton. It's got to be
rain.
Seattle. I know.
Running from Renton in the rain.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of things to run from, so I get that.
It's the last time I come to the studio. So much better when I'm in Florida.
It really is. The 3,500 miles.
It really is.
While a long way is probably not big enough, far enough.
When you made me run all the way from Renton in the rain.
That's good for you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Don. That's Tom, believe it or not. And this is the program where we try to put your life in order. Really. Okay. Your financial life. Well, I hear a wind.
I'm hearing a siren of some kind.
No, I thought it was the wind.
Oh, it's the wind. Okay, well, that's...
it's a machine. I thought it was a wind machine. I thought the hurricane got
and
here.
Which, with you in town, I didn't think we needed a wind
right
machine.
In.
I thought we were settled.
See,
that was too easy.
Stop. Okay. Be nice.
You did a great job. We had a class this morning in Renton. Sold out.
We did.
Great time. Really want to thank everybody for coming there. That's one acknowledgement. Another one was our server last night, Mackenzie. Thank you, Mackenzie, for putting up with us. That was two.
It was so funny because we were talking to Mackenzie about what we do. She goes, you're going to give me a shout-out on the radio?
Yeah.
Because I've never gotten a shout-out. And then
may not want it after this
either.
And
then I mentioned to the woman at the Hilton Garden Inn when I checked in that I was on Como, and she goes, you going to give me a shout-out? And I said, sure, and then I forgot her name.
Yeah. Can you call or something and find out?
I forgot her name. It's four letters.
Okay. Starts
she
with
was very
a
nice.
Sounds like.
She gave me a free beer.
Oh, wow. Now you really
I
should
know.
Be. Like you need
and
that.
Thank you.
Wow. Well,
I forgot your name. I feel bad.
I can see why you did after how many free beers, so I get it.
It was
so.
One free beer.
Okay. You paid for the rest of them. That's good to know.
No, I haven't even had another one.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had that one yet.
Oh, okay. Still sitting here in
the
car?
It's for tonight. No, it's a... Oh, please. Folks, I'm going back to Florida right now.
Thank you and welcome.
Right. So Tom's in charge, and you're stuck with him. I'm sorry.
All right, I got to give the number then. Let's
no,
see.
I'm giving the number. Okay. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Here's how this works. You call us, we talk to you on the phone. You ask us questions about things like money and investing and some of the stupid stuff that goes on, and we heard a lot of that today at the class. And my gosh, people, you're being misled left and right. Don't get taken by these folks. Call first. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Bonus, if you call when we're not here, you can still ask your questions and we'll answer them on the
podcast.
You
answer in the middle of the night in Florida.
I do.
Right?
I do it all the time.
The siren goes off. You jump out of bed, answer the phone.
24/7. I'm there for you.
I love that.
Hey, I love you guys. I love you guys. All right.
And by the way, before I forget, we had somebody there today that is being sold one of the 8% guaranteed deal, not the Woodbridge deal, but an annuity that gives you 8% a year guaranteed.
Wait, my strap came loose on my mic.
I wish you were back in Florida for that.
One of those, it was a tax lien deal.
No, that was a different one. That was another one. No, this woman is being sold by somebody who wants her to put her money into a great annuity, 8% a year guaranteed.
Okay. One, that's probably an immediate annuity.
Yeah.
Okay, right. That's not 8% of your money.
They think you're, you
not
think people
8%.
Hear that, they think you're making 8%
no.
a year.
What
that's
they're
what
they doing
believe.
Is they're paying you some interest and they're giving you back portion. That 8% is in part your own money coming back to you.
Yeah, that's they don't spell that out very well at the first meeting.
If there was an 8% safe return out there, then every stockbroker, every investment advisor, every financial planner in the country would be out of work.
Well, and Amazon would go to zero.
Agents.
There would be no capital markets. There's no reason to invest in stocks if you can make 8% of your guaranteed somewhere. Why would you do it?
And the world would be ruled by insurance agents.
Yeah, and we would bow down to them because I'd give them all our clients' money at 8% of your guaranteed.
And Ken Fisher.
Does he guarantee
8%? No, no, it's just we have to bow down to Ken Fisher.
Ken Fisher is the $100 billion man. You just looked him up. That's astounding.
Well, the reason I mentioned Ken Fisher is because this morning I was reading an article from thestreet.com, and I'll talk more about the article later, but there was an ad, and this ad pops up, and it says, billion-dollar money manager, Ken Fisher says, and I'm thinking, or billionaire, that's what
billionaire,
it said, billionaire money manager, and I'm thinking, do you want a money manager who is a billionaire? Because he didn't get to be a billionaire by picking stocks. You want to know how he got to be a billionaire? Whose money is it that made him a billionaire?
It was his client's money? What does he charge now?
Actually, it's not as bad. It's 1.25 now.
Okay, because it was...
It was over that. I can't remember exactly.
1.5, I want to say. Anyway.
I don't know.
He is the behemoth. He is the... I mean, he is the marketing guru. He's everywhere.
What? Yeah. How does he manage money?
Individual stocks, 100% in stocks. No fixed income. No bonds.
Just crazy stuff.
I mean, that's... there's not that many people I know who can take that kind of volatility.
We asked that question of our audience this morning.
Whoa,
I asked them. I did.
Oh,
I said,
how many said,
okay, here you go. I'm giving you all a pretend $1 million. I had to make it clear that it wasn't a real $1 million.
Thank you for that.
Because, you know, that could be considered a contract. I said, here's a fake $1 million, and I am going to pretend to steal $500,000. I'm going to walk away with it. $500,000. I'm going to bring it back, I'm pretty sure, but I can't guarantee it. I might. And I said, how many of you are comfortable with that?
None.
One.
One.
Had one.
Oh,
one.
Wow.
One.
Good for you.
There's one stock investor out of 50 people. Yep. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. That's the number to call to get your questions answered about real life and real money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
I just recently created a new and massively improved interactive edition of Financial Physics on iBooks, but I don't want to leave out those without an Apple device, although no other platform offers their interactivity. I have, however, created a free static PDF version of Financial Physics with an F that you can get right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. That's TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
We would love to help you out with your little financial issues or big financial issues or even medium-sized financial issues at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Don McDonald, Tom Cox over there, and we're here every Saturday unless, of course, those football Huskies.
Who knows? Next week we know we're here after that.
Bunch of canines in helmets.
Yeah, running through, barking, chewing.
No, they're howling.
Howling, okay.
Dogs bark, wolves howl. I know this. I don't know how.
I tell you what the howling is about right now. You know this because it's been all over the financial media. Wow, that was good, huh? I mean, it's all about...
What?
10 years ago, 2008.
Oh my gosh. I just, here, right in front of me, you can't see my computer because you're across the room.
Yeah,
over
thankfully.
There. And if I was in Florida, you couldn't see it at all. Here's a piece in MarketWatch. What, and this will be a unique moment in the show because I've never been able to actually fit this in. What if Trump had been in charge 10 years ago?
Whoa, that would be interesting to think.
I know.
Yeah,
think about that
done?
For a minute. What happened 10 years ago, Tom?
We had the financial crisis about this time. I mean, it started really
September.
In September because Lehman Brothers went, which I got a great story about somebody, unbelievable, who had invested a lot more money in Lehman in 2008. But people are saying, number one, could it happen again? Don, could it happen again? Could we have another financial crisis?
Could we?
Yeah.
Yes.
We will.
Well... Maybe. Will it be just like that? I have no idea.
And who knows what will start it.
Yeah, but you got asked that question this morning.
Yeah.
That was funny.
So, yeah.
And then
you had the right answer. I was trying to say, well...
And you know, you did the thing that financial experts do.
I knew the minute I started you were going to stop me, and I should have.
And they all do this song and dance, like, well, you know, we don't really know. But, you know, sometimes if this happens, we feel that this could happen, and then this could go over there, and then this person would step in, and they would say this to
whom. And then you stepped in and said the thing that John Bogle always says,
nobody knows nothing.
Which is exactly right. Nobody knows nothing. But you, and this was the guy in the second row.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to the audience?
I'm talking to him.
Oh, him. Yeah.
You out there. Your portfolio should be ready for the next great recession.
Thank you.
Always.
Here we go. This is the problem This is the biggest problem I think investors face when they are dealing with their portfolio. For example, right now, we are in an environment where 2018 so far has been very good to U.S. stocks.
Yeah.
U.S. stocks have done very well. U.S. technology stocks particularly well.
They're up like 20-odd percent.
Very yeah. good market. And people are looking at their portfolios and saying to themselves, the Street article that I just read asked this very question. Why isn't my portfolio making 10 or 20% this year? And the reason is if your portfolio was, is, or had, better, past tense,
this year,
had make 20% this year, your portfolio was horribly balanced.
Yeah, because the U.S. market, as you pointed out, large stocks and small have made about 10% each. Been terrific. International has been horrible.
Well,
emerging markets
China.
Are down. And I mean, all these places, I mean, and technically China's in a bear market now, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Both Shanghai and Hong Kong
and so
are in bear markets.
People always say, so what should I be doing? Here's what you should be doing. This is really pretty easy when you step back and think about it. You should be buying international stocks.
Right.
Yeah, because they're down. You want to buy things when they go down and sell them when they go up.
Here's a really, really simple way to look at this. What do you want to do? Do you want to buy low and sell high, or buy high and sell low?
Let me think.
Think about that for a minute.
Can you give me the Jeopardy thing? I'm going to go with the buy low and sell high, Don. That's door number two, right?
But what do most people do?
They, because they feel good about things, they want to put the money where things have gone well recently, because we have that recency bias.
Right. Right now,
yeah.
Most people are saying, oh, I should put my money in the U.S. It's doing well. What's wrong with that sentence,
well,
Tom?
Well, that suggests that it's doing anything. It should always be past tense. Everything is done. By the way,
you've got all the right answers today.
I didn't this morning, because as you correctly pointed out, I got about two-thirds of the way in the answer, and you said, yeah, no, he doesn't know, and we don't know, and nobody knows. That's the right answer. We don't know. So therefore, if you believe in a balanced, globally diversified portfolio,
okay, wait. You have gone way
gone well.
Too far.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean believe in a balanced? What does that mean, believe? I mean, it almost sounds nebulous.
If you believe the evidence that shows being globally diversified has reduced volatility and slightly increased return over time.
Ah, so wait, you don't believe it. If you actually follow the science-based actual evidence, you're going to diversify your portfolio globally.
So few people do.
Globally, so few people do. The audience what the bulk of your money was in.
I know
the equities,
it is.
And they all said U.S.
Yeah, it's about 85%. And by the way, if you go to Japan, it's over 90%.
Yeah.
90%. And by the way, how has that worked out since 1990?
Not well.
They're underwater. Is there anything you like to buy and hold for almost 30 years and have it be underwater? No, I don't think so.
Do you
know
which market you should have put all your money into in 2009 if you were psychic?
Amazon.com.
What was the number one international or the national global market?
Oh.
Number one global market 2009.
Sweden.
No.
Norway.
Close. Norway.
Okay. I knew it was somewhere
Norway.
Up there.
Yeah. Get this. If you had invested all of your money in Norwegian stocks at the beginning of 2009, by the end of 2009,
yes,
you would have almost doubled your money.
And how many of those great companies can you name from Norway? That's Nokia, right?
Nope, that's Finland.
Okay, close. Wasn't it like neighbor or something?
No, I get some credit. No, let's see. Okay. Norway.
I don't know any companies from Norway. I don't even know what they do in Norway.
Norsk Hydro.
Okay, I'm going to buy it. I don't know. So
I'm hoping that's publicly traded.
Probably not.
Norsk Hydro. Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, okay.
There you go.
Norsk
Hydro.
Throw
a couple bucks at that. Looks like it worked out pretty well. That must have been a big gainer in 2009.
Norwegian Aluminum and Renewable Energy Company, headquartered in Oslo.
Yeah, of course.
That's it. It's the only one I've come up with.
There you go. So, again, that's why I say,
no offense, Norwegians.
If you believe, because most people do not. Most people have a home bias.
Norwegian Air.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a publicly traded company, but I'm just guessing.
I believe you. So, that's why I say if you believe. Because most people just think I'd invest in the United States because I know it.
Wait.
I trust it, all those kind of things.
And there's another part to that. You mentioned balance. That's what I was kind of trying to get you back around to, is there's one other asset class that people should own in their portfolios unless they don't mind a 50% decline.
That would be bonds or fixed income.
And they have done?
They're underwater for the year. I think they're underwater for the last year. I mean, actually, yeah. I think if you go back to like last August, they're probably down.
Okay, hold on.
I'm leaving this to you because I'm actually looking up Norwegian companies. You're going to get our broker on the line? And
wow,
a
there
of
are
ours?
A lot of them publicly traded.
Who knew? Who knew?
Fjordkraft Holding.
Yes.
Fred Olsen Energy.
And what about Lutfisk International? Yeah, they have all the, they always jam all those
a lot of consonants.
Who could say the words?
Helgeland Sparebank.
Be careful the way you say that one. Okay.
Holland as Setkong Sparebank. There's another one. There's a lot of Sparebanks.
Yeah.
Sparebanks. 855-935-TALK. Save us. Give us a call. 855-935-8255. You can call us during the show with your questions, comments, ideas, thoughts, opinions about money issues of any kind, or you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Keeping the podcast breaks as painless as possible is my goal. That's why I want to very quickly tell you about the only magazine I've ever heard of that is 100% real investing all the time. There's no business news, no speculative advice, and certainly no lifestyle stuff. It's called Real Investing Journal. I publish it every quarter, and you can get 2 full years for only $25 at realinvestingjournal.com. That's realinvestingjournal.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Don McDonald.
855-935-TALK's our number. I found the stock I'm going to buy, but only if I can go to their annual meeting today because I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have lunch. Norway Royal Salmon. Because I'm sure they serve salmon at their annual meeting.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Is that in Oslo this afternoon?
I hope so.
Okay. I think you get Norwegian Air out of SeaTac, you get to Oslo, you might be a little late because it's probably a 16, 18-hour flight, something like that.
Well, maybe it's tomorrow then.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, if I go the other way, it could be yesterday.
Don't even go
International
there.
International Dateline. It was just brought to my attention that fall starts, what, the 21st of September?
Indeed it does.
Which makes this the last weekend of summer for our show.
As you can tell by looking outside.
It feels so summerish.
Like 61 and it's like, you know, horrible.
It came from 90 to like, ooh, brr. We do the summer bribes because summer tends to be slow for callers.
It does.
And we're still in the summer.
Yeah.
So this is our last weekend of the summer bribe. And the summer bribe this week, something very, very special.
It's beautiful. It's
brand new, updated, printed, soft cover version of Financial Physics, the book.
Yeah, that is exciting.
An $8.99 retail value.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What does it get on Amazon?
$8.99.
How many times has it gotten that?
It just got up there this week.
Okay.
I don't know how many times. It's a real book.
Yeah.
I just saw it.
People loved it this morning.
We'll send you a copy. Okay. Financial Physics, the rules, everything you need to know about money and investing in one simple little
book. Okay, so give them the number.
The number again, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. But you have to call and you have to actually ask a question during the show. We have to have rules because if you don't have rules, people get confused. They call like after the show's over and go, can I have the book? No, you didn't call during the show.
You're big on rules after being in the office for a couple of days.
Oh my gosh.
How about some rules for these people?
I'm telling you, wait. No, you know, going to your...
Our
office,
yes.
Going to your office.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking in the royal your.
Okay, got
you
it.
Know?
Yeah, okay. Anybody's office.
Anybody's office.
Yeah, got it.
There's a thing about offices. They tend to breed meetings. I'm not sure how
breed
that
meetings.
Happens.
Got it.
People feel compelled to get together in little groups and discuss work instead of actually doing it.
Did you bring that up with anybody while you were staying here?
No, because the CEO kept me in meetings all day.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't break away to make that happen. Okay.
You know, when I'm at home in my little closet.
Don lives a very solitary life, and it is actually.
It is a closet.
Yeah, it is.
I've converted a closet into a studio, and when I'm in there, man, if Tom doesn't call me, I can get so much done.
Now you're throwing this on me.
Well, who else calls me during the course of the day?
I have no idea.
You're the only one who has my number. Oh, it's a secret.
Okay, that's true. You said you'd give it out today at the class.
I did. I don't know what I was thinking. You need to stop me before I do that again.
Okay, so we're giving away financial physics. Anybody calls the question.
855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255.
No obligation.
We have a couple hours to kill.
Yeah, no obligation.
And a whole lot of financial things to talk about. We want to keep you from going to the people who will do things with your money that are not good for you. Oh, and that's the other thing I want to talk about today at some point is the SEC's stupid, wimpy financial fiduciary rule that they're just now putting into effect. That it's funny, they call it a fiduciary rule, but Wall Street loves it.
They got about
if the Wall Street loves it, it can't be good.
It's about as tough as Australian rules football rules. There are no rules. It's just go ahead and hit that guy, it'll be okay.
It's about as tough as a tender piece of salmon over the grill.
Yum.
I'm so hungry.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about Bitcoin, because this came up last week again, too.
We're going to talk about cryptocurrencies in general.
Yeah, that's true.
Not just BTC.
That's true.
The stupidity of crypto. It is stupid.
Well,
I'm sorry. Okay, all you crazy crypto people, go ahead. Fill those lines up. Tell me why crypto makes any sense.
If you hadn't
whatsoever noticed,
they haven't been calling as much lately. They called a lot in like December and January.
Yeah.
And now that it's down by whatever percent they can call.
It's the currency of the future.
It's the way.
Who wants
future?
A currency that's more volatile than stocks?
Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know you need investing and financial advice to enjoy a better future, but you have no idea where to get it, right? The one thing you need most, you're probably missing, and that's a plan, because most of the financial services industry is concerned with making the next high commission sale instead of spending the time to understand your needs and fears. If you're looking for a 100% pure fiduciary, and we'll put that in writing, low-cost, fee-only advisor who puts you first, give Vestory a call at 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004, or visit us online at Vestory, Vestory.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
You know, it's really nice to be back on the air. We've been off for a couple
of weeks. 2 weeks, yeah.
Because we were preempted by football games. And we'll be here this week for you. Next week, Tom will be here. I'm going to visit family in New York.
Well-deserved vacation.
Yeah, it's more like helping my family cope with
vacation
some crises.
Vacation and vacation, yeah, that's true. Good point.
And
time away from work, let's put it that way.
Every time I turn around, this strap pops off this microphone.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I was saying something. Oh, it's nice to be back. And if you missed my class today, that
was
a sellout,
great.
The Science of Retirement. It's about retirement, about planning for retirement.
It's good.
About investing, about income streams, about all of that kind of stuff. Tom has decided that my class was better than his, and he's going to do mine in October.
The challenge is out there, huh? Okay.
So you're going to do the Science of Retirement, the new class, October
20th.
20th.
No, 20th, yeah, right.
Yeah, in
Bellevue. Yeah,
At 8:30 in the morning?
Oh, goodness sakes. Okay.
Well, you got to come do the show.
I know.
And tickets just went on sale.
I noticed there are only a couple people late. This is so Seattle. Everybody's there on time today. So.
Yeah. Tickets just went on sale.
Yep.
Here's the deal. This is why you need to like get your tickets right now, because after next week, they go from $5 to $10.
Ooh.
And if you get them at the door, they're $15.
Yeah.
If there are any seats left.
There weren't any today.
There weren't any today. So go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com to get your tickets. And then give us a call here anytime to talk about money at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Mary, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Mary.
Hi there. Got a question about Roth 401k. My employer just started offering that this year, and tradition 401k outside of, or Roth outside of 401k, I maxed out, so I do not apply for that. But my question is regarding tax savings. If you're going into the Roth, yes, you're going to pay more tax now, but is it true that the earnings over the years is not taxable as well? As long as you...
Yes, when you take the money... When you,
for 5 years.
Yeah, all the growth, and when you take the money out in a Roth, whether it be a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, will be tax-free.
Totally tax-free.
So it's not reduction, it's no tax.
And a lot of people wonder, which is better? And it's the way you find out real is to determine whether you're, if you're a great saver and a great investor, then Roths make a ton of sense, because it is very likely that in retirement you'll be in a comparable or higher tax bracket.
You said higher tax bracket after you retire?
If you are a big saver and investor,
because you're taking
money out of the taxable.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, generally, people have less income in retirement than they do while working.
Except for some people who are very great savers.
Yeah, how old are you, Mary?
55.
I mean, if you're just getting that going, maybe you split it. Maybe you do...
Well, she said she had a Roth.
Oh, yeah. So
IRA.
Yeah, you could do the Roth... You could do a regular 401k and then a Roth IRA. But
you have a little of both. You have a current tax deduction and tax-free. But I adore personally just that tax-free growth over the years, your portfolio is becoming more and more valuable. And when you take it out, you don't pay taxes at the capital gains rate. You pay it at your normal income rate, which can be very painful.
Okay.
Make sense?
It makes sense, but maybe you missed the question.
Please, go ahead.
Okay. Have Roth IRAs, have traditional IRAs, have traditional 401k with a higher tax bracket now, does it make sense to put into a Roth 401k now?
That's why Tom said maybe you want to do a little of both. Because if you're in a high bracket now and you don't know where your bracket's going to be in the future, it may be that it's advantageous for you to get the deduction today for some of your money. So he was saying maybe do the regular 401k and the Roth IRA, which you've already maxed out, and split it up. So you have some tax deduction today and
that.
Then some tax-free growth that you can leave alone in the future.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Great question.
Kind of splitting the difference.
Yeah, I mean, here's another thing. Thank you, Mary, for the call. 855-935-8255. We're giving away Don's brand new book, Financial Physics.
Well, it's the updated version of Financial Physics. Right. The 2018 update.
Yeah, it's nice. And here's another reason to consider Roth IRA if you already have a Roth or a 401k. Sometimes you can buy things in that Roth IRA that you can't get in the 401k.
Good point.
Money you probably want to run out and put it in emerging markets, right? But that is something you generally can't get. Some types of international stocks, REITs sometimes. So things you could own in a Roth IRA that you wouldn't be able to get in the 401k.
855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just as there are basic laws that govern our physical world called physics with a PH, there are also basic rules and concepts that impact our finances and investments. I call them financial physics with an F. In fact, 8 years ago, I wrote a book about them. For years, I've wanted to create an interactive version of that book to help readers better understand the concepts. So, since it was time for an update, I turned Financial Physics, with an F, into a special interactive multimedia version only on iBooks. It's the only platform that allows that. Because I want everyone to have access to this information, I decided to give this version away. Yes, it's totally free. So, if you have a compatible Apple device, go get your copy of the new interactive book, Financial Physics, on iBooks. It's totally free, and it's available right now in the iBooks store.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hello, welcome back to the show. I'm Don, that's Tom. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255, to guide you to that better financial future by making money make sense, so you can make more money that you will need, by the way,
keep more
to enjoy life. There was a new study just out that showed that people who have more money are actually happier. They did a study
but there's a line after a
above like $80,000
okay.
or a year.
You're talking
or
income now.
Income, yeah. Okay. But they found that the Swedish lottery winners, the ones who won the big prizes,
yeah.
were happier than the ones who won the little tiny prizes.
Oh, okay. Well,
they did every lottery winner.
I never played a lottery, money, so does that make me unhappy or very happy?
That makes, but see, if you never play, that makes you happy.
Okay.
Because you don't, then you don't lose.
Yeah, I don't face disappointment like a lot of other things in my life.
I mean,
good.
There's, you know, the winning is great, but losing is bad.
Yeah.
855-935-TALKS, the number. Stop by. You get a free copy of Financial Physics, the guide to money and investing, how
Living
they really
large.
Work. Sophia, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, how can we help you?
Hi, thank you. I had a question about an inheritance. My husband and I, we took out a HELOC. We're going to do a remodel on the home, and it's going to be quite large. I have an inheritance where the majority of it is in a non-retirement, and some of it's through a retirement. But my question is, because, you know, I have some substantial student loan debt and things like that, and I was wondering if it would be more beneficial to kind of take out some of the non-retirement account to kind of pay down our debt, or if we should just keep stacking it on.
What kind of interest rates are you paying on your, what are the interest rates on your student loans, and what are the rates on the HELOC, on the home equity line of credit?
Oof.
Roughly. Ballpark.
The HELOC is variable.
Yeah, but where is it today?
Five, maybe?
Today?
No, it'd be higher than that on a home equity line.
Well, maybe like seven.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
More like
and
seven.
Your student loan should be pretty low interest,
if you're
right?
paying them. You paying them?
Yes. In fact, one of them is through, you know, the federal student loan.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm actually in one of those public service loan forgiveness programs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like a chunk of that, I'm just kind of trying to pay the least amount possible and hope that it gets forgiven.
I'm with you on that one. If you have that possibility, let it go. Let that go.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. It is really unlikely that the money that is in that inheritance, no matter how you invest it, your odds of making better than 7% are very low.
We don't know very many individual investors who do. Frankly, we don't know very many institutional investors that make more than 7%.
And here's the other thing. You've got that risk of the rate rising.
Yep.
Which
a high risk, I'd
could,
say, today.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I mean, we're not predicting the future, but there's a good risk of that happening. So if the money is in a you've already inherited the money. It is not in a retirement account so that you're not faced with huge tax bills, then I would absolutely use that money for the remodel. Student loans, another issue. If it's low interest, if it has the chance of being forgiven, forget about paying that off.
Mm-hmm.
How much money are we talking? How big is the HELOC? You said big.
The HELOC is for $380. I have 100 of it out in student. 100 of it already is gone for student. Yeah.
And how big is the inheritance?
It's 400 total.
How much is in tax?
Yeah, versus
deferred plans, retirement plans.
Like, it's about less than a third.
Okay.
Okay, I would absolutely take the two-thirds that are not in the retirement and pay off this loan as far as you can do it, much as you could pay off. Now, with the money that's in retirement, you know that if it's in a qualified plan, you have to start taking withdrawals from that, but they're based on your life expectancy.
You can stretch it out.
You could stretch it out until your 80s.
Okay.
But you do have to start taking withdrawals. If there is money, if you inherit money from an IRA or a 401k, and it is not a Roth, then you're required to start taking withdrawals and pay the taxes on that. Okay?
But you can stretch
that
out.
Okay,
good. I already did that over like 5 years or something, and then rolled it into this new account.
Oh, like you did the five. Okay, because
you
could have done your life. You could have done your life expectancy.
That's okay. That's over and done. I like Don's advice. Let's pay off a bunch of that other loan. Maybe keep a little bit for emergencies, but do that. Thank you, Sophia. And we will be calling you to get a copy of free book, too. We've got time for one more quick call?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Dave joins us here on Talking Real Money. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. Happy Saturday, and
you
glad
too.
You're not preempted. So real quickly, I'm a federal employee, and I hit that magic break of I'm older than 55, and they're now really starting to push insurance and disability, and you know that seems a little odd to me, but I would like to figure out whether or not I should continue with X multiple of my income, or would it just be best to shove more of that into my TSP?
I'm confused
insurance
about what those two.
Retirement.
Okay,
what?
So you're talking about either saving money for insurance or saving money for the TSP?
Well, the insurance has just gone up dramatically because I'm now older than 55.
Got it. So,
okay.
And this isn't health insurance. This is
disability.
And whatnot. Would I just be better off cutting that back and putting more into my TSP?
I would say no for the following reason.
I don't know.
Well, the odds, frankly, of somebody using disability over the odds of dying are more people. And so I would want to have that. And yes, once you get to 55, the odds go up even more. Don and I are looking at each other like, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't reduce that. Personally, that's a risk.
I don't
transfer.
See, I don't know that we totally agree on
either.
That. I don't think we do, because if it sounds like you've been a good investor and saver, right?
Yep.
Reasonably.
Yeah, and if you continue,
I follow you guys. So yes.
Here's your trade-off. It really it's a lifestyle decision.
Indeed
again.
It's
a comfort decision. If a lot of businesses, for example, will self-insure for liability. If they have enough money in the bank, instead of paying the insurance company every month for their liability insurance, they say, we'll take that on, and they'll take on that first $1 million, then they'll have an emergency policy that kicks in. Well, in essence, your emergency policy is your retirement savings.
Yeah.
You're 55. If you had to retire early because of a disability, then you probably would be able to pull it off.
Here's the other thing I would look at this point in his life. Do a retirement calculator. There's a lot of them there. Then you could see, hey, do I need to catch up and save more?
Right.
Or am I on track? I mean, that would be another thing to kind of look at, because we're shooting from the dark here trying to figure out what works or what doesn't.
And the correct answer to this is whatever is going to make you feel the most comfortable.
Well, that's true.
And see, Tom is more of an insurance kind of guy, and I'm more of like, take your chances and save the money and keep it yourself.
Don hates writing those checks because it's expensive. Yeah, I agree.
I hate insurance.
Yeah,
it's a racket.
Yeah,
and you know,
it's a risk transfer.
Well, to win, you have to lose.
But somebody else then wins in my world. But that's another thing, I guess. So
that's all right. Cause I just hang out in the closet all by myself. What does it matter?
The risk is low, other than Hurricane Debbie, I guess. Other than that, right?
Hey. She hates it when you call her a hurricane.
855-935-TALK's
our number. 855-935-8255. The bribe's in effect. It's Financial Physics this time. The book.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Your number one financial goal must be retirement. As we live longer, our need for a substantial retirement nest egg has grown. That's why you must have a plan. And to help you map your route to a brighter future, I created Vestory's Better Retirement Guidebook. And you can get a free PDF copy right now at retirebetterbook.com. It's truly free and there is no obligation. So get your Better Retirement Guidebook now at retirebetterbook.com. RetireBetterBook.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And a great financial education will be yours if you go get your deeply discounted early bird tickets to The Science of Retirement that Tom is conducting. He's actually doing my class. He's doing it in Bellevue on the 20th of October. You get those tickets right now. We sell these things out, so go get them right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. That's TalkingRealMoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?